Today's devotional is based on Psalm 22 and was written by the Reverend Darrell Lockey. I am always astonished by the varied spiritual experiences we can have throughout a given day. I can't count how many mornings I have woken up feeling so palpably in God's grace that I'm able going to carpe diem my way through the next waking hours. Yet so often by mid-morning, after a few setbacks and stumbles, I'll be saying an approximation of this psalm, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Perhaps such a statement is a little overly dramatic when applied to the copy machine going down for the third time this week, but it's also the case in matters of more substance. That is the very reason I've always appreciated this psalm. In just the first few verses, we glimpse what is so often our experience of the life of faith. There is deep despair as well as persistent hope. Sometimes we experience these heights and depths in the same day, or even in one particular moment. When this happens, I am grateful for this psalm, where we find wide margins to acknowledge all the ways and places we feel our God has been too slow to deliver. Yet the feelings are expressed in faith. We can lament while still remembering who God is. I think the season of Lent is an invitation to consider this for ourselves. Where have we experienced the strange paradox of being both forsaken yet faithful? Heartbroken, yet not without hope? This season and this psalm offer an invitation to explore the depths of our human experience, but our exploration will not lead us to empty despair. For there is hope that even amid such darkness, the Lord is enthroned as the Holy One. Let us pray. Dear God, give us the grace to accept the tension of this challenging but necessary season. As we look at some areas of our lives and our world, it seems as though we are forsaken and all traces of you are gone. Yet we still confess that you are on your throne. Grant to us the wisdom and strength to live into both of these realities as we grow in the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ.